Rhys, Aaron and Frankie's research findings.
Our group couldn't find what final major project to do. We all wanted to do drum and bass, but we couldn't think of what video to make to go with our drum and bass too. The reason we found it difficult at first is because our secondary research showed that mainly all drum and bass videos are in raves or clubs, so we couldn't do that. In the end, we searched the web for secondary research about drum and bass, and a page came up and told us about the links between ketamine and the use of drum and bass events. This helped us to decide to make a drum and bass video over an anti-drug message.
We showed our music video to focus group that consisted of our target audience that provided us with primary research data. We asked them to fill in a questionnaire made up of different types of questions. We used a mixture of standard questions like name, age and gender, open and closed questions to get as much reliable information as possible. We used one closed question asking if the link between drugs and drum and bass was successful to receive a positive or negative feedback that we could easily turn into statistics. We also used a rank order scale so that people could tell us how much they liked our video. On a scale of 1 to 10, the questionnaire provided us with quantitative and qualitative data.
The quantitative data showed that our product was successful because 100% of people liked the film, 100% of people liked the soundtrack, and most importantly, 80% of the people believed that we highlighted the link between drug use and drum and bass and had an anti-drug use message. Our open question gave us qualitative information, and most people's opinions was positive, such as great editing and shots, whereas some people gave opinions on what could be improved, such as length of the video and color to make a trippy effect. We used opinions to improve on our product and added a drug trip, of course, closing in.